New experts, new format, yes! Are we up for the same drama, though?
It's reality TV, of course.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I do apologize, sir. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 1. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yeah, you know, we are on our way to 10K. That is the goal for the month of July. So do us a favor, please help us get there. If you're not subscribed, you just slid in here and you like to slide on in. Don't even hit that like button sometimes. Do us a favor, hit that like button, hit the subscribe. Let us get to that 10K. We finally decided to set a goal and then we'll start setting some more after that. And let's see if we can, hey, let's go ahead and add these numbers up, right? So appreciate the help. Let us all do this together. It's a group effort, team effort. There's no team. There's a
little over 400
and an E in Terrell and
little over 400. That's all we need.
Yeah. Appreciate you in advance for that as well, too. Look, man, Married at First Sight is back. Season 20. We were wondering what was going to happen when they got rid of Dr. Pepper. They got rid of Dr. Pia. They got rid of Coca-Cola, Sprite, and Fanta. And they got rid of Pastor Troy. No more playing GA.
Yeah.
Vice versa. What were your expectations coming into season 20? Because, again, this was unknown territory until, of course, pops up and we get the new experts of Paul Brunson and Paul C. Brunson, and make sure they put that up there, and Dr. Lisa Paz. I've watched part of Married at First Sight UK. Paul's been on there.
Yeah.
He was good.
Well, so I like the UK version of a lot of these shows. You know, we talked about Love is Blind UK, how we just need just quality-wise, it was better. So I'm excited that they got an expert from that group to be a part of this one here in the US. He's knowledgeable. Dr. Paz is also knowledgeable. I mean, I like them both so far. And when they start talking about why they matched some of the folks together and the things that they think is important, I thought was good until Dr. Paz said, well, you know, there's the physical attraction has to be there. I'm like, that's y'all's problem. Every time. In theory, you think these two should like each other, but that's where it always boils down to is the physical attraction isn't there. And those are the ones that either they don't work or they work later because they work through that.
I will say, initially, green flags, and as I'm watching, I'm going, you know what? I see a couple orange flags here right now, and we'll address those as we go through. One of the things that we did notice with this is, so the new experts, there's a slightly new format, too, and they kind of gave a preview of the entire season where they show them all the couples sitting down together, which is what they did in Married at First Sight UK. I think it was weekly they met, and then they had to decide, and hopefully they do it this way, too, because this would, it made it so much fun. You and your new spouse, y'all ain't getting along. You say, you know what? I'm done. I'm good. We can get a divorce. And she goes, I'd like to try one more week. And then you're stuck right there.
Damn it. Week.
To which all of us watching go, thank you.
You know, I hope they do that similar format. I mean, it feels like it's leaning towards that, but we shall see. Because what I'm curious about is if one of the guys is like, yeah, I want a divorce. And one of the girls is like, no, we should work it out.
Yes.
And then the next time they have that opportunity, the guy is like, we should work it out. And she's like, no, I want a divorce. And they just kind of keep going back and forth. I'd just be curious to see what that dynamic's going to look like.
I can think of at least one or two couples that that can happen with immediately.
Yeah. After what I've seen so far, I'm like, someone that first time they meet, they can... hey, before y'all even start, I want
to. So something that they started with this too, that they also do in the UK version is the bachelor and bachelorette party, right? They do that without them even knowing, because in other ones, they know who they're going to match with or, well, not who they're going to match with, but they know they're matched already. This time, they're kind of putting them together. Then they go back to the matchmaking and telling them. And of course, the whole surprise, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you showed up in my studio. I had no idea when I saw the cameraman there.
Yeah.
Your favorite part. Was this at least a little better for you this time?
It's a little better, but it gave us a little... I'm curious to see how they're going to spin this, because we get introduced to some of these people and you're like, oh my God, you're a douchebag. Like, yeah. You just said that you've, you know, not said I never cheated before. Then I remembered, oh yeah, I did. But I forgot about it.
Okay. But do you at least give him his props for being honest on national TV?
He's honest one because he word vomited. Because at first he said no, then he's like, oh no, I have. And he's probably like, oh shit, I can't take this back.
Yeah.
Because the guys are looking at him thinking, why? You know, one of the guys even said, hey, if there was anyone I would put bet on, that's not going to work out. It's that dude. And then one of the other guys listened to him talk. I was like, why does that sound familiar? It's like, oh, goodness. That was me back in the day.
Like, he I wonder who
sounds
was.
Very set in his ways. And I'm like, wow, that's, I can relate to this guy. I'm thankful I'm not that guy anymore, but I can relate to that guy.
Oh yeah, I definitely recognize you on this episode one. I was like, yep, that's definitely Tell right there. Oh, it used to be at least.
Yes.
Thank God he used changed his ways. Otherwise, you know, we're talking about this every other month. Oh yes. So
it's been a transformative 3 years. Yes.
Good. Glad to hear that. The thing that stood out to me, especially with the bachelor party, because the bachelorette party, not a whole lot going on. Bachelor party, though, was when your boy, Adam, decided, let me tickle the ivories real quick. And he said, crack, 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 crack. Yeah. Let me warm up. Okay, let me warm up some more. Not warm enough. Like, dude, stop. Stop. Back away from the damn piano.
Yeah. Yeah, that part was... So at first, I was impressed because I've always wanted to learn how to play piano. Mm-hmm. And I remember I would sign up for Piano 101 in college, mm-hmm. and it would always get dropped because there wasn't enough people that signed up for it. Mm-hmm. So for 2 years, I was trying to get in this piano class because I just wanted to learn how to play piano. And I think it's great that he knows how to do that, but his lack of self-awareness is showing, because nobody wants to watch you warm up that long, mm-hmm. and then watch you do not just one, two full songs.
Right.
None of the guys want to hear that. Impress girls with that. You're not going to impress any of us with any of that. None of us want to hear that.
He's not playing the short version of those pieces either.
Right.
Don't be fooled by what you heard. He tried to play the whole thing. And I know, because my brother played all those. Mm-hmm. They're not short. And you got to have patience to sit through those. But at least he can be played well.
Yeah, he does play well, but it's like, dude, nobody. I'm just going to do one more. Why? We didn't ask for an encore. Nobody did. None of you.
I'm going to do one more. You know what? We're going to do one more too. Shots. Let's get this.
He turned into Dave Matthews Band. Just want to keep a concert going for hours.
Keep the party going. Look, before we get into the couples, because we have at least three couples that we got to the weddings. I know you like the fact that they got to the weddings quickly. They got through the weddings quickly. They got to everything really good, right? But before we get to that, I just want to say, first of all, thank you to everybody who is watching this as we get through episode one. We're going to get caught up on episode two and three so we can be right back on time and start getting back to our live versions of it, because we know we missed the live crew. But me being, you know, on the other side of the ocean and the Wi-Fi wasn't working the way we wanted it to. And by the way, did you know you can't get Peacock? We got to work on a VPN because I need to be able to watch my shows while I'm overseas.
Said you can't.
Yeah, I couldn't watch. There's a lot of stuff I couldn't watch while I was over there. Quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, though. Whether you're watching this first as part of the regulars or watch this later as part of the randoms, do us a favor. Please hit that like button and help us get to that 10K goal on subs. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen, over my left shoulder. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members only live streams for story time with Terrell.
Yes, as we can see from your IG, there is a story to be told.
Yes, there is.
It's all of our podcast fam. Listen on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Please leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like to, you know, show your support in style, check out the merch store. The QR code is right over Terrell's left shoulder. Go ahead, scan that. And thank you in advance for your support. And everyone, please, while you're here, go ahead and hit that hype button. Hype this up. Help us get to that 10K subs as well, too, because it shows up on other people's place as well. By the way, let us know you've made it this far. You're ready to get through to these couples that have got married, the first ones to get married. Leave the word. Matter of fact, let's not even do a word. Let's do a number. 20 for season 20 of Mavs. We're happy he's back. Even Terrell is happy he's back.
I'm happy he's back.
See?
This is a great palate cleanser from Love Island. This is great.
You almost said Love is Blind. That's coming back in August.
I know.
All right, good. See, there's more on the horizon. So do us a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell for notifications, and we can keep on doing this together. First couple up, Tori and Felipe. Tori's the marketing manager. Felipe, the restaurant owner. What do you think of these two first?
Well, senior marketing manager. I think Tori would appreciate that because she worked hard for that. So senior marketing manager, you got Felipe that, well, I would. Hey, call me by my title. I earned it.
Okay, asshole.
Yeah. No, it's Dr. Asshole to you, sir. So I think this is a very interesting couple. Tori is gorgeous, right? I like her upbringing. She's someone that has worked hard to get to where she's at. Nothing was given to her in life. She didn't have the best childhood growing up, but she's made something great of herself. Felipe also has a really great situation because he did the corporate world. His family owned a restaurant. He left that to go work the restaurant. The challenge with Felipe, and I worked the restaurant industry for 20 years, the nightlife of the restaurant industry. Felipe comes across like somebody who likes to party, which is great, right? But the question I have is, you got to find a wife who likes that. Odds are that Tori is not going to be able to go drink until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday.
Or
you work a Wednesday.
You have to grow the hell up and just stop doing that.
Yes, I know it's a part of the lifestyle when you close, because you're not tired. So you're not just going to be like, oh, it's 1:30. I'm going to go home and go to bed. You're wide awake. So all the nights that I close, I wouldn't go to bed till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, whether I went out or whether I was just at home drinking by myself. I just couldn't sleep.
You do that without closing the store at 2 in the morning.
Well, all the years I was in the restaurant industry is the reason why I have sleep issues, and it takes a lot for me to get sleepy. I got to come home, take some ZQL, and then I can maybe go to sleep. Wash that down with a cocktail. I can get a good nap in, right? So I'm just curious if Felipe is really ready to give up that lifestyle, because that also creates trust issues. And all the years I worked in the restaurants, majority of the restaurant leaders that I worked with, guess where they met their partners?
In the restaurant.
In the restaurant. Their partner was a cook, a server, a bartender, something. And so there's that issue that it's a lot of cheating that normally happens in that industry.
Here's the thing. It's not that he does it. That's the problem. He's just damn excited to keep doing it. It's a badge of honor for him what he does. You know why? Yeah. Because his partners, his friends who are not in the industry, I'm like, oh my God, that's living the life. And they've pumped that up so much that in his mind, that's all there is to it. He's not ready to give it up. So I agree with that point. However, this may be the match made in heaven, because Tori says the first thing she says is that she would tell her husband is that she's not crazy, which tells me she is.
Only a crazy person would say that. Well, first of all, I'm not crazy. You have nothing to worry about. Yeah. What a crazy person would tell you.
Now, the thing is, they even asked her, what if you're the guy that we match you with likes to go out? Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that, right? And again, what I say before, I don't think that it's really that Felipe does it. It's the fact he enjoys it too damn much. Because what is it that Paul Brunson said to him about their meetings and him missing their meetings?
Yeah, because he was late. And he said, hey, just want to call out. This is, you know, a concern I have is that last two meetings, you were late. And he was like, yeah, I partied the night before. So he owns it, but he still doesn't seem like it's wrong for him to do it. And I'm sure Paul was like, yeah, this isn't going to work, but we found your match. You know, just trying to move forward because what else?
That's the problem. That's the problem I have right there. When I said there were red flags that came up, orange and red flags that came up with the experts, that was it. Because why are we still entertaining him as a proper prospect besides him being good for TV?
Well, and I think it's because Tori said that she'd be open to it. But I think what she's thinking is, my guy wants to go out on a Friday night with the boys and go have drinks. On a Saturday, we're going to go do this. And he's going to want to, let's go, you know, two-step and line dancing or something like that. She's not thinking that Monday night, he's going to be out drinking until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And that's where it's going to make for great TV. So we'll be sitting by with our own cocktails waiting at 3 a.m. for him to come in so we can see this. We get to the wedding, though. Lots of fun moments, man. Seems like they're aligned, especially when it comes to family, right?
They do. I think their family seem to align. I like the fact that family is really important to Tori because in Felipe's world, family is everything.
Right.
You know, for you to work with your parents, y'all have to be really close. I mean, I've worked with a parent before. It is not the easiest thing to do. And I can say that because she doesn't listen to me do this podcast on the show. So I can say it. She's not going to hear it. It's hard because it's family, right? And so to be in a really close family like that, Tori's going to have to accept a lot of that because that also means that his mama and his daddy is going to be in her business.
Yeah.
And you got to be okay with that, you know, but I think she would be. So I was excited to see their the way they got on doing the ceremony. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good.
She didn't cringe at his laugh. So that was something that at least, you know, she was fine with that for now.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens after the first night, the first day together, after all that. Let's see when the honeymoon, let's see how that laugh works then. Next couple we got to see. Was Belle Jolie, the singer, and Mecca, the sanitation worker, who happens to be, and I like the fact that they slid this in there, it's the family business, which kind of changes it, right?
It totally does. It's one thing if you work for sanitation and you're garbage man, you're a janitor, whatever. It's one thing. It's family-owned business, which means he is the prince of Zamunda. So once the parents go, this is it. He's going to be
the poop emoji on the dollar bill.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's a game changer, right? Because this is not just a job for him. This is his family's legacy that he's going to carry on. So there's some stability in that. Yeah. He seems a little on the immature side, in my opinion.
A little?
Well, on the immature side, but also I think she does as well. And I just find people that have two kind of long first name, Bella Jolie. Can I call you BJ? Can I call you Belle?
What?
Can I call you Belle? I'm just saying, Bella Jolie.
Okay, but which bothered you more? Belle Jolie or the fact that she said, yeah, I'll be the one that be pregnant in the club too? Which one bothered you more? Because I made a note of that because I know you just oh too well.
Well, I think the more we get to know more about Belle Jolie, it'll prove my point. It'll prove my point.
Okay. Now let's see. Was it the name Belle Jolie, the being pregnant in the club that her mama did too, or her mama named Violet?
Her mama named Violet. God damn.
I was like, is that a typo on my TV?
I was like, no, that did not say violence. You're telling me your name is Violence? Come on now. That says a whole lot right there. I'm like, oh, goodness. Perfect. You know, she didn't grow up with her dad because, you know,
violence
don't take relationships seriously. You know, so the dad was never around. She finally meets him at 20.
Yes.
And he still wants to do a DNA test, realizes his, still wants nothing to do with it, which is unfortunate that he's that type of guy. Right. But also, it's not a surprise if you heard that story from somebody named Violet. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I can see why y'all didn't work out. Off the name, off jump. I'm sorry. I said, this is why it's critical. Watch what you name your kids. Violent? Violent.
Meet my mama, Violet. No, thank you.
Violent. Yeah. Violent. Why would you name your
I hope it's Violent. You know what? I'm really just hoping it's a nickname. I'm really hoping it's a nickname. That's all I'm saying.
Would you put that out on TV?
It's a bad nickname. But
would you put that nickname out on TV?
I tried. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's like, this is my daughter crazy. She's really sweet, though.
Come on. That is not worse than what we saw somebody else say on the ultimatum, what they wanted to name their daughter.
Well, true. But I would take clitoris and calorie over Violet, because clitoris and calorie don't seem violent. Somebody named Violet's gonna cut you.
You name your child clitoris. No. You're setting up to go to the strip club.
No, I would not ever name my child clitoris. I just said, if I had a choice between clitoris or Violet, well, I'd have to figure out Cleto. That would be her. This is my daughter, Cleto.
Let's move on. Mecca shares with his dad, Logic, who is a whole lot. By the way, Logic act like he was the one on the show. And I have a problem with Logic just because of the way he was overshadowing his son way too much. And not just when it was the meeting with him, because why are you trying to embarrass your son? I noticed your son, but still, why are you trying to do that? And then at the wedding, you're doing too, DTM, doing too much, right?
Yeah.
But he says the big problem he has is communication. That's one of his big issues. And I like what his grandmother said. I didn't like anything his daddy said.
What's the grandmother say on the communication?
It's her thought was just, hey, well, you've got to work on communication, right? I didn't write down exactly what she said, but I liked it. It was good enough to not make me, maybe just sounded great because it was next to Logic. But to the point, I'm just saying, Logic, think about what Logic told him about the kiss at the altar. Well, and the thing about Belle Jolie loves kissing. Right. And she's like, I'm not going to kiss at. Yeah, I'm just meeting him. I'm not going to do it at the altar. Maybe a kiss on the cheek. And what did Logic say about the kiss on the cheek?
Yeah, he said she kissed you on the cheek, but she's not into you.
Yeah, he said, kiss on the cheek is for the weak. And if she gives you the tongue, that means she's sprung.
Yeah, I think so. Let me just add this. I do like the fact that the grandma called out that Mecca, you know, communication you got to work on, because you do.
Yes.
Right. And there are a lot of people who are terrible at communication and they want to admit it. So you have to work on communicating with your partner, good, bad, or indifferent. You got to be okay with that.
Yes.
I agree. The dad was doing way too much. And I felt like the dad was trying to get some airtime. The dad gives off that aura of he was a player back in his day.
Still thinks
and he's trying to live vicariously through his son. Now, I will say I do love their relationship.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they are a close family, and you don't see a lot of that on some of these shows. And so I love the fact that he's been a man that's been there to take care of Mecca and all that. I think that's great.
Yes.
The kiss thing, though, I think Belle Jolie, like a peck on the lips is fine. No one said you had to tongue them down. Just a peck on the lips is fine. Yeah. You do it at church. Okay. You do it at different times. You just peck people on the lips. I don't see why giving someone just a little, you may kiss the bride. Huh? Woo! Done. That was way better than going.
Yeah. Okay.
Making it so obvious.
I agree.
That's embarrassing.
It is a weird thing, and I think that's part of what they kind of look forward to with this show is what happens at the altar when that, and that's why they never say, oh, well, just do this or just do that. You do what you feel like, right?
Right.
But to that point, if that's not in your comfort zone, I have no issue with that, okay, at all. Because at the end of the day, and I know you're like, hey, drop the drawers first night. We married. But I'm just saying, well, what?
I have made that comment that why wouldn't you sleep together the first night? But what I'm saying is, when it comes to the whole kiss thing, the way I would take that, if I would say, hey, can I give you a kiss? And my intent was just to give you a peck. I'm not going to try to tongue you. If you were to say no on the cheek, I'm going to think you are not attracted to me.
Right.
That's where my mind is going to go. And I think that's what happened to Mecca.
To be fair, when MM went in for the kiss and she went all the way in for the kiss, everybody had an issue with that too. So
No. Everybody didn't have an issue with it. I didn't have an issue with it at all. Don't even try to say that.
Okay. Yeah,
that was y'all being judgmental on that sister. And I'm nothing wrong with her doing that.
Okay, good point. Did you notice, though, that Belle Jolie was not really looking at Mecca when she was talking at the altar? She's talking. She's not really looking at him. She's looking everywhere else, but not looking at him.
Do you think she was looking at the nail polish on his hands?
It could have been, because, like, what the hell were you thinking? Ladies.
What I was looking
at.
Let
us know in the comments. Let us know. Ladies, you meet a man for the first time, and I know that nail polish, ever since, you know, Dwayne Wade decided to paint his toenails, everybody decided it was fine. And when Dennis Rodman did it, people thought it was still something still odd and weird things that people do, right? After Dwayne Wade did it and he was with Gabrielle Union, y'all like, okay, that's fine, it's okay. And now men start doing more better nail designs than y'all. But a man shows up. This is essentially a first date. It just happens to be at the altar and they're saying I do. First date, right. Man shows up. For all the single women out there, now whether you're young, starting off, you've been doing this for years. Man shows up with fingernail polish on the first date. What's the first thought that goes through your mind? Leave that in the comment section. Just the first thought. What goes through your mind? Keep it, keep it classy.
Keep it classy, but keep it honest, because I can tell you won't do my mind when I see that. And I get it. It's a different day and age. You got
it is.
Caleb Williams, right? Had his fingernails painted. And
he's you know what I said about him.
Professional quarterback in the NFL. I get it. And I think the black nail polish is kind of like that emo vibe. So maybe it's not as bad compared to if he had, you know, red, pink, blue. I just still find it odd. So I'm just curious, like, what ladies are going to be okay with that?
Do what men have been doing for decades. Put the Claire on and keep it pushing. Why are you trying not to do her? All right.
Yeah.
They noticed there was a lot of discussion before the vows. Did you like this, though, that they've changed up the way they're kind of doing before the I do's? They're actually having more conversation instead of the friends writing it up?
Well, what I like about it, it seems more like organic conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like if you go on a first date with somebody, you're just both going to be talking organically, trying to get to know each other. It's not this script of here's what my friends and family said about you know, Terrell or me writing my vows going, dear future wife that I've not met. And just having this, you know, really scripted thing that I got on ChatGPT, you know, right before the ceremony. This to me seems a lot more real and organic. I'm sure it's producer driven, but it just feels like it's not.
Yeah.
So I actually like this format way better.
Somehow I knew you would. You also like the fact that they skipped through these weddings so fast that literally we got to our third wedding in episode one.
Yes.
How crazy is that? Episode one.
Good.
And, you know, we decided to put them on the back of this because we met them earlier, Marissa and Adam, right? Mm-hmm. Adam, the data analyst who works from home, obviously doing extremely well for himself. But there's something that happens early on when Paul goes to see him and his friends that mm-hmm. I thought was kind of interesting, but I don't think I thought of it the way you did when he asked him to call up this girl who he's been on five dates with.
Yeah. So he's been on five dates with this one girl. And I think it started out where he's asking, like, when's a woman been here? Because I think Paul recognized that this is a bachelor pad.
Yes.
Like, everything about this screams, I'm a single man. Nothing about this says I'm looking for my wife. So he, you know, Paul tells him about this person. Adam's been telling about this person he's been seeing maybe five dates. And so Paul wants to see how serious he is about this process, said, hey, I want you to pick up the phone and call her and end it. Mm-hmm. And Adam's mindset is, well, I don't think we don't have that kind of relationship. We just text.
Yeah.
Just and text. So I think if I were to actually call her to end it, it would just seem awkward. She'd be like, why the hell are you calling me? Because he didn't see it as a big deal.
Right.
But lo and behold, he calls her and lets her know, I signed up for Married at First Sight. They found me a match. You're a great person, but I'm going to have to end it. And she sounded a little upset, right? She was just, hey, well, you know what? I got to go. But what made me question this whole thing is, why did they show us this? Because it's still TV, right? Reality TV would do some things. I'm like, why are you showing us this? Are you showing us this because maybe that's the person he was going to marry? Or maybe the relationship doesn't work out with the person he marries and he winds up getting back with this girl? Or this girl's going to pop back up somewhere? Just why do we add this in there?
Here's what I thought about as you're going through this, and I realized that he was BSing Paul all along, right? Trying to BS. Oh, well, when was the last time a woman's been on this dock? When did they cross the threshold into the house? You know what? I guarantee you, him and that woman did not just go on dates and just hang out and sit on the porch and watch. And that's why Paul said, call her, cancel this, because you can't have a backup plan. You got to remove the safety net. You can't have somebody that's just like, you know what? You tick me off. Come on, meet me out on a jet ski so we can do the do again.
Yeah.
Something tells me there was more there than what they let on.
Which is fair, because it'd be one thing if he didn't sign up for the show and maybe they had five dates and maybe they hooked up and just kind of faded out and he didn't call her and just texted her. Yeah, that could still be bad, but I don't see that as a big deal.
Right.
But I do think if you are about to get married on a show that's going to go public, you know, maybe a year from now, from this time this conversation happened with Paul, you might want to bring this up and say, hey, I signed up for this show. This is why I'm ending it. I think it's fair.
It is fair. What do you think? Both of them are pet people. Marissa and Adam are both pet people, except now Adam has a cat.
Right.
And he likes dogs, but he has a cat. He's a cat person. He got a big ass cat. He got a big ass cat. Right.
Yeah.
And then she's a dog person, but she's allergic to cats. But for the right person, she'll take her allergy pills.
See, I hate cats.
I know.
I hate cats with a passion. So good for her. Good for you, Marissa. If you could say, you know, I'll take allergy pills, you know, for the right person. And for him to be so, you got to love my cat.
Yeah.
I always just thought single dudes with cats are weird. You know, my brother had a cat for a long time when he was single. And I'm like, this is why you're single. You got a cat and you got a large shoe collection. You're not attracting what you want with that.
I had a cat because my sister gave me a cat. And Smokey was great, especially when women came over and they sat down. He knew what to do. You say you can't train a cat? That's what you think.
Smokey was your closer. It's like, I'm going to get her to the house. I'm going to, hey, Smokey. And Smokey's going to walk up and you're like, got her.
Yeah. Got her. And they're like, oh, he's so cute. And then he just drop his head right down their shirt. Click out. You're like,
you're right there, Smokey. That's where I'm going to be later. That's where I'm going to be later. If it's okay with you. Sure, it's okay. Great.
Oh, my God. You know, the thing that I thought was kind of, it's kind of sad, though, is Marissa not envisioning her dad walking her down the aisle, which tells you the kind of things that happen without her really getting into detail. I'm glad they didn't kind of force her to get into detail as to what happened.
Right, right.
Because it obviously is something big, because she talks about watching everybody else, all the other weddings she's been to, seeing the dads, and that's supposed to be the part. And she's sad about it, but she don't F with daddy.
It happens. I mean, everybody doesn't grow up with this, you know, picture perfect family, and it happens. And you got to think, when you're a young girl, you're always envisioning walking down the aisle with your dad when you get married, because we talk about, right? My guy friends have never been like, I can't wait to get married. I've always dreamt about walking down the aisle with my mom and have her drop me. We don't think about that. But she's been thinking about that for a long time. And then to go to all the other weddings to be able to see it, I could totally get why that would be an emotional piece for her.
Yeah.
But the gifts that they gave each other.
Right.
That's where mine was like, bing, 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 bing. Red flag.
Okay, so what was, his gifts to her. Did you like Adam's gifts to Marissa?
It was, because I did like it, because it really, and she probably wouldn't realize this, but he painted a picture of what he's about. Pickleball.
Yep.
Jet skis.
Yep.
You know, active lifestyle. Like, that's what she got out of those gifts.
Yep.
And I liked her gifts to anyone that is not an AI robot would look at this as like, hey, this is nice. You're cool. She throws in a shot of whiskey, which that's normal. And he's like, oh, I don't drink, so this is a red flag. Are you serious?
That just tells me the kind of asshole he is. And that was the second person I said, oh, Terrell. But, you know.
Oh, no, no, no. I was an asshole when I'm drinking. Mm. He's an asshole sober.
True. Good point.
That's different. Yeah, that's different. In my days in college and even in my 30s and 40s, my assholeness came out after a few whiskeys. Soberly, he's like this. So he's worse than me.
He could have been offended if she sent him what her and her bridesmaids drank, the Fireball. She sent him some whiskey. Now, granted, it was Maker's Mark, but still, it was whiskey.
Right. Right. Fair. Nothing wrong with that. I'd have took it and be like, oh, bless her heart. Oh, let's do this.
I did kind of feel for him, though. His parents are just like, yo, man, we traveling. We ain't coming back. Or maybe they know him and they're like, no.
Well, that says a whole lot.
Okay. Yes.
Exactly. That says a lot about him, that no family came.
Right.
His sister was busy. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad, everybody. He couldn't get a cousin, a second cousin to come down. It says a lot about what they think about him.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Then we get another discussion before the altar about the drinking. I'm like, oh my God, how many times is he going to talk about this? Right.
Yeah.
And it's up again. I'm just like, and then you see Marissa and her bridesmaids. And hey, mama, come on here. You get a shot too. You get a shot. You get a shot.
You get a shot. You get a shot. Rockin'. Woo! Spring break.
What is up with everybody having to take a shot before they go down the altar? Why is it everybody got a drink before they go down the altar? Nobody wants their halitosis at the altar.
Okay. Let me stop you right there, sir.
Go ahead.
You're making a huge assumption there's going to be halitosis at the altar. If I do a shot of peppermint schnapps, there's no halitosis. It's peppermint. Just like a regular peppermint, minty gum. What difference does it make? But at the end of the day, who cares? That's what they want to do when they get married. It doesn't make it wrong. If you don't want to take a shot when you get married, don't. But don't judge other people, Mr. Judgy McJudgerton.
Okay, let me ask you a question here, sir, because I've done this before. Have you ever gone into a club sober?
Have I gone to a club sober? Yes.
Yes, and stayed sober?
No. No, I went there and I'm like, give me a double.
Try that sometime.
Suck that down real quick. And give me another double.
You will realize how much alcohol stays around. The times you thought it was gone, it wasn't. That was the liquor talking.
Totally fine. It's totally fine. One shot is not going to come out where you're going to have stank breath.
Now, you know they didn't do one shot. Come on now.
Yeah.
They've been doing
it. It ain't going to be like the Chicken Head song. Breath smell like some thunder. No, just off one shot. No, it doesn't.
Of course, not off one, but who's doing just one shot before their wedding? A lot of people have
wedding. I've done it. I've been in the wedding.
One?
Hey, we're going to take one shot. Yeah, you'll take one shot. We all do one with the groom. All right, you ready to do this? Ooh, woo, we got you, man. And then we go out there and we have the wedding.
They get down the aisle. He's coming down the aisle. Well, she's coming down the aisle. He turns around and Marissa goes, I know him.
Mm.
And that's how we end episode one.
Yeah.
Your thoughts when you saw that?
I thought it was going to be the girl that he called to end it with. But then I said to myself, well, wait a minute. He told her I'm going on Married at First Sight.
Right.
She wouldn't have ended the call that way if she also was on Married at First Sight, going through the process and was still dating him.
Yeah.
You know, or going on dates with him to see if she gets selected. So, or maybe she did, you know, interview but didn't get selected. I don't know. But that's what I thought at first.
All right, so here we are, episode one down. We're going to get to two and three before the next couple episodes come out on Thursday, right? So be on the lookout. Please do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Help us get to that 10K and hit the bell for notifications.
Shows.
How you feeling after episode one?
It's going to be interesting. And episode two and three, I can't wait to get through those because I've just seen little snippets of things on social media where I'm like, ooh, this is going to be interesting to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You sit here and wait till my groom gets here.
Where he at? I'm ready. Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Where's the groom?
Like, you know what? I'm going to leave this right here. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts on the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.